Hello, and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast number 1853. The topic is Q&A, and the title is, When Can I Eat This? I was starting working with a new nutrition client. We have a service that's just $100 a month where I coach people on personalized nutrition. You would tell me the background of what you've been eating, what your goals are. I'll then help you. If you track macros, I'll give you specific macros. If you don't track macros, we do it in other ways with specific food selections and options. But I would give you a personalized macros, personalized food options. We talk about schedule. We talk about food choices. We then do weekly check-ins with daily reviews on your food and unlimited Q&A. So it's pretty awesome service. And then we also do that, the nutritional component, as part of our $200 a month service where we do training as well. Now this client, in their kind of initial information that they sent, they wrote the following. I've heard mixed advice in regards to fruit. I eat fruit a lot. I use it to satisfy my sweet tooth. I used to eat candies and sugary foods, but I've converted to eating fruit now instead. I really don't want to have to give that up. I've tried to quit sugars cold turkey before, and I just ended up binge eating. So I'd like to keep my fruit in my diet. But at the same time, I want to continue to lose body fat. Would I have to give up fruit in order to get leaner? So talking with them, gathering some more information, we found out the current habits, the main struggles they're having is they're inconsistent in how much they eat. They've mismatched their timing of when they eat their calories versus when they use their calories, and they don't do any exercise. With the goal of fat loss, that's going to make it much harder because typically with fat loss, you can use training to manipulate the process and nutrition. So if you don't do any kind of training, any kind of exercise, then you're only working with one of the kind of manipulators of fat loss. So you want to be able to, you know, use everything you got. Now you could argue that you could also have supplements and some other odds and ends, but training or exercise is a very large component towards fat loss. So without them doing any exercise, even just going for a walk a couple times a week, you know, that's going to hinder the process. So when we were talking about their current schedule for foods, they have fruit in the morning with coffee, and that's around, they said, around 7 in the morning. They then get into work, get super busy. Then they'll usually have lunch between 12 and 1, sometimes even like 1:30. They focus on fats and proteins, so they try to stay away from carbohydrates. They then eat fruit in the afternoon. And then dinner, they say they typically have a fatty meat with vegetables. It was interesting in the sense to where they said they really try to avoid carbohydrates. However, fruit is carbohydrates. So that's important to recognize is fruit contains sugar and sugar is a carbohydrate. So they're not avoiding carbohydrates in the sense of the totality of carbohydrates. But I believe what they more so mean is they're avoiding what people typically think of as like higher calorie containing carbohydrates, like pasta, rice, potatoes, breads, bagels, things like that. The fruit that they're eating, and looking through their kind of a couple days of tracking, because they actually use a food tracker right now, is they're not eating an enormous amount. Like their sugar intake is less than 100 grams a day. So they're not eating an enormous amount of sugar from fruits. So it's under control. It really isn't the problem. Eating fruit is absolutely not why they're not losing body fat. The main reason why they're not losing body fat is they're actually under eating. They're barely eating 1,200 calories every day, and they should be way over that. And then sometimes they'll go with a coworker for lunch, or they'll eat out in the evening, or they'll do this, and then all of a sudden they have a day where they're at like 2,500 or 3,000 calories. So they might have one or two days a week that are really high, and the rest of the days are really low. So the average is okay, but it's not helping them get leaner. So the average caloric intake for the week is helping them control their weight. But the inconsistency of the calories is not helping them lose body fat. There's a difference. So they can control their weight, but it doesn't mean they're lean. we want them to get leaner. They want to get leaner. So we have to control their calories a little more of a precise way of controlling them, a little more consistent each day. Try not to have days where they're severely underfed and days they're severely overfed. We're trying to get rid of the inconsistent eating, and that will help them get much leaner as well as be able to control body weight, you know, so that will work together. Then the mismatched timing. They're up and usually they're awake for a good 6-7 hours before they eat, you know, anything of any significance. By that time, their body's in an extreme deficit. Then they never really out-eat that deficit throughout the rest of the day. So the body's waking up every single day saying, holy crap, I am so severely underfed. I don't have enough energy. I don't have enough energy. I don't have enough energy. The second they overeat when they go out with a friend at lunch, or they, you know, eat something in the evening more than they normally would, their body snags all that extra and saves it as body fat. So their body is right now in the state of trying to form body fat at any opportunity it has. That is the complete opposite of the state that they want their body in. So, we made some changes. They're going to start losing body fat and feeling a lot better. They're going to lose a lot of water retention from all the stress of being underfed. Everything's going to start going a lot better for them. But that was one of the questions they had, was can they still have fruit? And I get asked variations of that question all the time. Can I have carbs? Can I have pizza? Can I have ice cream? Can I have a beer or two? You know, people ask about certain foods and they say, can I eat this? So I wanted to touch on that in today's podcast. So for fruit, the best time to have fruit, it really, it's not your problem. I have a podcast in the past called It's Not the Creamer in Your Coffee, where people will sometimes tell me what they're doing nutritionally and they're overweight by a good 30, 40 pounds. And they say, well, you know, I do have creamer in my coffee every morning. Maybe I should cut that out. And it's like, oh my God, it is not the creamer in your coffee. You're not 30 pounds overweight from creamer in your coffee. There's a lot of other things happening. Now, I do understand that when you don't know exactly what those things are, you're going to start to look at anything. You're going to start to wonder if it is the creamer. So in those circumstances, I'm very fortunate to have the opportunity to educate the person so they stop beating themselves up about the creamer in their coffee, and they can start focusing on the things that are more important, such as inconsistent eating, having enough protein in your diet, trying to match the timing of when your body uses calories versus when you eat them. There's a lot of other things we would get to before we would worry about the creamer in your coffee. Same thing with this person. There's a lot of other things we get to before we worry about fruit. Fruit is not going to be make or break, you know, you looking good on the beach. Now, if you want to step on stage and have veins on veins, you know, your six-pack has a six-pack, kind of leanness, then, yeah, you're going to start to control fruit because it's a sugar. So, in the finer details, that would start to matter. But for 99% of people, if you're not looking to step on stage, you're not going to worry about fruit. It's not your problem. You can have fruit whenever. But if you're looking at a good time to have fruit, as long as your calories are controlled for the day, as long as your protein content is sufficient, you can really have fruit whenever you want. Typically, it's going to be best to pair it with other foods, so it slows down the digestion of the sugars. But if you're having, you know, 20 grams of sugar from an apple or whatever, it's really not going to hurt you. You can have that as an afternoon snack. You can have that with food. You can have it without other food. You can have it before times of being active or during times of being active. That's a good time to consume sugar. Is if I'm up and active and I'm moving throughout the day, I'm going to eat the sugar, my body's going to burn right through it, and I'm going to move on for the day. No worries. I'm not going to get any fat storage from that. So if you're going to eat something that's sugar content, eating it at active times is best, and or say right before a training, like being like exercising and working out. That'll give your body a chance to burn through it. Other foods that people ask about are carbohydrates all the time. Various carbohydrates. Can I have bread? Can I have bagels? Can I have pasta? Can I have potatoes? Can I have blah, 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 blah? You know, can I have white rice instead of brown rice? Absolutely. Brown rice. I hate brown rice. I have dieted off of it so many damn times that I can't stand it. I did a diet one time where I lost 50 pounds in 8 weeks eating ground turkey and brown rice, and I will never eat those foods again. It was awful. But I was successful. I actually did a diet, like three variations of that diet. I lost 50 pounds in 10 weeks at two different times. And then one time I challenged myself and tried to lose 50 pounds in 8 weeks, which I was successful in all three of those. But one of the ways in which I'm successful when I do diets is I don't try to make it enjoyable if I'm doing it as a temporary thing. So those were a specific amount of time and a specific amount of weight, meaning I wasn't trying to make it sustainable. I was trying to just get to a goal. So I would eat ground turkey and brown rice at every meal. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, you know, lupper, brunch, whatever the heck the middle meals are. But that was the only option I gave my body, was if I was hungry, I would eat ground turkey and brown rice, and that's it. The reason why I do that is I feel as though it helps me in short-term diets to control cravings, because my body knows it has no choice. So it can't argue with me to try to get me to eat something that's kind of sort of close to what I wanted, but maybe it isn't exactly what I wanted, but maybe this isn't too far off, and then maybe I could do it and it'll get away with it. You just start talking yourself into really bad choices. So I just gave myself the choice of there is no choice, and then what do you know? It went well. That was not enjoyable. I don't recommend ever doing that as a sustainable way of life, but it was fun to challenge myself. But if you're wanting to create a lifestyle of eating healthy, and you're like, man, I would like to have some rice every now and then. I'd like to have some pasta. I'd like to have some bread. I want to eat a bagel. Can you have carbohydrates? Abso-freaking-lutely. Yes, 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 yes. There are a gajillion studies that show that whether you do low-carb, high-carb, low-fat, high-fat, whatever diets of carbohydrate percentage of total calories makes no bit of difference for weight control. There's differences when it talks about how good you feel during the diet or how long you can adhere to the diet. Typically, the more foods you allow that you like, you're going to adhere to the diet a lot longer. That's the benefits of following, you know, if you say you like carbohydrates, you would follow a low-fat diet. So you can still do calorie control, but still eat the foods you like. If you like fatty-type foods, then you do a high-fat content diet and low-carb diet. Like, you just modify, you can modify per day. It doesn't even matter. It's not like you have to pick one style and go with it forever. You can eat whatever percentage of carbs and fats you want at any day, at any time, as long as the calories are controlled and the protein percentage is correct. So carbohydrates, they are going to be typically better to have during times of activity because they just digest fast at like quickly, and then you would then have that energy available. So there's a couple things when I think of eating carbohydrates to myself, is I say, okay, am I eating this when I'm active? If I'm active, then I can eat carbohydrates. My body's going to burn through them pretty good. No worries. I then also think to myself, I want to eat the amount I think I'll use. If I'm sitting on my butt for the next 4 hours and I'm not really doing anything, I don't want to load my plate full of rice. I'm not going to eat a plate of white rice and sit on the and play on the computer. Would it be the end of the world? No. But I tend to think, okay, if I'm eating carbohydrates, am I going to use this many calories? Am I active? Am I going to be awake for a while? You know, maybe I'll eat carbohydrates right before I go to bed if I do a workout in the morning the next day. That way I can have glycogen stores full. But that also means that I would have done low carb during the day to keep my glycogen stores low. So that way when I did eat the carbohydrates before I went to bed, they would go towards glycogen storage. If I came into that meal with my glycogen stores already full, then yeah, it has potential to contribute to more towards body fat. So there's ways to set this stuff up to where you can have carbohydrates whenever you want, but you do have to modify some other components if your calories at that time are going to exceed your activity. So for example, if I have an 800 calorie meal right before I go to bed, I did not need 800 calories before I went to bed. But if I went into that meal with glycogen stores depleted, my body's going to soak that in, assuming I have like good water and sodium. It's going to soak that in, form glycogen, and then I'll wake up in the morning full and ready to go with good energy for my workout. But what I'm getting to, what I mean to, like I'm meandering quite a bit, but the idea is that carbohydrates will not hurt you. You can have carbohydrates. Just make sure that you track your total calories and make sure they're within an appropriate range for you. Make sure you have enough protein. I've mentioned quite a few times already that you want to have the right amount of calories and the right amount of protein. If you don't know what that is, you can go to our website, www.brutalirongym.com. You can go to free nutrition education page. The first document on that page is create your own nutrition program. You can then use that document to find out the calories and protein content that's correct for you. Or you can hire me for $100 and I'll do it for you. So pretty easy. All of our services don't have any contracts. If you like working with me, let's keep doing it. If you don't, no worries. So that's why I don't like contracts. I'd rather people stay if they want to, not because they have to. But if you want me to do it for you, it's just $100 and I'll set it up for you. And then we just do the weekly check-ins and keep going as long as you want. And then you can kind of take with it and run with it on your own whenever you feel ready. But that's carbohydrates. So whatever carbohydrate you're thinking of, like, can I eat this? Can I eat a bagel? Can I eat bread? Can I eat rice? Can I eat pasta? Can I eat potatoes? Can I eat Pop-Tarts? Whatever the heck. just fit that in. When you're more active, you can eat that stuff. It's usually better. And then eat what you feel you're going to use. Don't overeat at a time of inactivity. That's not going to help. Then also, it's going to be helpful to understand that when you have carbohydrates, I was talking about forming glycogen. Glycogen is stored carbohydrates in our muscles. So when I eat carbohydrates, my body takes some water and sodium and the carbohydrate, and it puts it in our muscle cells as energy. It's like gasoline, in a gas tank for a car. We are going to store carbohydrates in our muscles. The fancy word for that is glycogen. It's just carbohydrates in muscles. Now, when I have a lot of carbs, I'm going to have a lot of glycogen. When I don't have a lot of carbs, I'm not going to have a lot of glycogen. When I have more glycogen, I have more water in my muscles because glycogen is carbs, sodium, and water. If I have more water in my muscles, I'm going to weigh more. So when I eat carbohydrates, I'm going to weigh more due to the water that's being stored with carbohydrates in my muscles. When I eat less carbohydrates, I'm going to weigh less. So I can vary my body weight a pound or two or three, depending on how big you are, maybe even 4 or 5 pounds. But your body weight can fluctuate every single day, depending on the amount of water you have stored within you for various reasons, not only carbohydrate intake, but also cortisol and stress and other odds and ends, hydration, activity levels, and blah, blah, blah. But our body weight does fluctuate a little bit, and you'll notice that it fluctuates more when you eat carbohydrates versus when you try to do a low-carb diet and you keep the carbs low all the time. The body weight is going to be a little more steady state. Now, when you gain weight from eating carbohydrates, it does not mean you got fat. It just means you're storing more water. When you cut carbohydrates out and you lose a couple pounds, it does not mean that you lost fat. You lost water. Podcast 1741 is a nutrition podcast titled, Does Weight Change Indicate Body Fat Change? That would be a great podcast to listen to if you want to learn more about typical fluctuations of body weight and how does that relate to actually gaining or losing body fat. That's podcast 1741. You can find that podcast on our website, www.brutalirongym.com. We have a podcast player that goes back 300 episodes. And then underneath that player, we have a description on how to find older episodes. Then, typically, the last thing I'll cover are fun foods, like when people want to eat pizza, ice cream, birthday cake, all those things. Commonly, what we want to do is assuming that everything is controlled within calories, protein, contents, like that you need per day, like the amount of calories you need per day, the amount of protein you need per day, you're going to be okay eating some fun foods here and there. You might not feel the best. You know, if I eat like 2 slices of pizza and then go try to work out, I'm not going to feel very good because pizza is very slow digesting. It's going to feel very heavy on my belly. I might have some digestive stress. I might have to run to the restroom if I start moving around and trying to exercise with a bunch of pizza in my belly. If I eat ice cream right before bed and it's 1,200 calories of ice cream, did I need 1,200 calories right before bed? No. So you can fit things like pizza and ice cream and fun foods in, but there's going to be a way in which you feel from that that might not be ideal, but it doesn't automatically mean that you're going to gain body fat. So just because you have a piece of birthday cake on a Saturday, celebrating somebody's birthday, does not mean you just ruined your whole week. It just means that day you had more calories from a cake. So now you want to have less calories from everything else you normally eat. So you just want a calorie swap. That is a good way to fit in some fun foods but not lose progress. So, this is what we look for when we think of how can I be successful in fat loss diets or even muscle building diets on sport performance diets, how can I be successful while still eating XYZ, still eating fruit, carbs, fun foods, pizza, ice cream, whatever it might be? How can I do that? What really matters more than the specifics of what you eat is, are you within the appropriate calorie range? Do you have enough protein? And then are you doing that consistently from day to day to day to day to day? So if you're doing it consistently day after day after day after day, you're going to build a trust of your body that it doesn't need to store excessive calories in any singular moments when you overeat. That way it just uses up what it needs, expels the rest, and then you move on. We really want to try to avoid inconsistent eating. Most people are overweight from inconsistent eating, not from overeating. We have podcast number 1615 is a nutrition podcast titled Why Are You Overweight? Inconsistent eating versus overeating. And overwhelmingly, it's because people inconsistently eat, not because they overeat. That is why you have higher body fat percentage than what you would like. So we have to be more consistent with our calorie and protein intakes, and then all of a sudden we're going to get a lot leaner, feel a lot better, and everything's going to go well. So if you have that question, when can I eat, you know, XYZ, whatever the food is, typically what you want to eat is probably going to be better to eat when you're more active. So what we like is probably the stuff that we'd want to be able to burn off. So when you're more active, you can eat more of that stuff before a workout, maybe right after a workout, around times of activity. And then you also want to factor it into your daily calories. Make sure you also still get enough protein in. But those are the adjustments we would make, is eat it when you're active. Make sure you control your calories. Make sure you get enough protein, and then you're going to be good to go. Okay. Well, if you have any questions, remember you can sign up for that nutrition service. We're also offering right now free 15-minute virtual consultations. So if you're interested in working with me, just shoot me an email at brutalirongym@gmail.com or go to our website on the one-on-one services page. You can click a link there we have to submit a questionnaire, and then I'll contact you and we'll schedule that 15-minute consultation. But if you want the help, it's here. Just shoot me an email anytime you need anything. Email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. If you like the podcast, please share the podcast. If you like the podcast, please consider donating to support the podcast, which you can do on our website. Also, if you like the information we share in the podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels. You can find us and follow us on Instagram and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.